The stock market is riding high these days. The major U.S. stock indexes are up near record highs. A number of global indexes are, too. NPR's John Idstey is here to talk with us about what's lifting the market. Hey there, John.
Hi, Adi.
So in the months after Donald Trump was elected president, the market actually rose and everyone called it the Trump rally. But there's been a lot of turmoil in Washington since he took office. So is what we're seeing in the stock market connected to the president?
Well, since the election, S&P 500 is up 16% and the Dow is up 18%, even though President Trump has yet to deliver on most of his pro-growth policies. On the other hand, the Congress and the White House have eased regulations and created a more business-friendly regulatory environment, and that's helped stocks. Also, there's still the possibility of tax relief, and a failure of the health care bill could actually clear the way for action on taxes later this summer. That's helping drive stocks higher. But there's enough skepticism that I would say it's not solely a Trump rally anymore.
Well, if they don't think it's a Trump rally, then what else could be pushing stocks to these levels?
Well, one big reason is that the global economy is growing faster. That, combined with the recent decline in the value of the dollar, has sparked more demand for U.S. goods abroad. That's helped boost U.S. company profits. And here's a relevant data point. 40% of the profits of S&P 500 companies come from foreign sales. So a stronger global economy is boosting U.S. stock prices.
What about here in the U.S., though? I mean, growth here is still sluggish for many people, far below the Trump administration's goal.
True, but the U.S. economy does continue to chug along, and there's still solid job creation. And another thing that's helped stocks is that they're very attractive compared to bonds, which investors see as the main alternative. That's because long-term interest rates remain very low, and investors would rather buy stocks than a 10-year bond that gives them an annual return of only 2.25% or so.
Now, people are talking about a stock market bubble, so how real is that fear?
Yeah, you know, that fear is largely connected to the huge stimulus central banks have injected into the global economy since the financial crisis. The concern is that lots of that money has been invested in stocks and dramatically inflated their value. Central bankers like Janet Yellen have made clear the stimulus will be taken away very gradually. So far, that's been enough to reassure investors. However, back to Washington turmoil, if efforts to get a tax cut stall, we're likely to see stocks retreat.
That's NPR's John Idstey. John, thank you.
You're welcome.